don't start fighting each other. Don't mess this up. Don't mess it up. Because you're feeling bad. Because you're feeling guilty. Because you're feeling ashamed. Because you're going to go and tell your father that his son is alive. Don't fall out because you're going to have to fess up. I'm not asking to go get your father for you to feel guilty. And by the way, falling out means that you go to your father and you keep your mouth shut because you're going to feel bad. No, it says go there and fess up. Let your father know I am alive. How many times do we hide the truth because of guilt, because of shame, because we are going to be held accountable? And so you don't tell the truth. See that you fall not out in the way. And they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive. And he is governor over the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart, what? Fainted. For he believed them not. Get out of here. Don't be bringing my hopes up like that. Bible says Jacob's heart fainted. Couldn't believe it. This is too good to be true. You know, they say, if it is too good to be true, it is too good to be true. But not with God. In fact, when God says something and it sounds like it's too good to be true, that's just the entry level. Because he does exceedingly far. Hallelujah. In essence, if what you believe in God for has not exceeded where he said, it is not complete yet. Don't settle for what's underneath what God said. Because that means God has not started moving yet. Thank him for this. But recognize that it is this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So Jacob's heart fainted. Well, thank God that changed. He says, and they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the what? When he saw the wagons, which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. He says, you tell me my son is still alive? And he went and checked the wagons. Okay, I believe you now. Why? Because he knew none of these boys, none of them can do this. It's got to be something. Something greater than them brought this about. So shall it be for every one of us, that they will look at us and know something greater brought this about. May the Lord so quicken every one of us here by his Spirit to understand that he is doing something greater. Hallelujah. Something greater. But this first stage of the wagons was just the beginning of everything. The wagons are coming. Because your status is changing. Who in here is that word for? Raise your hand. Praise the Lord. Then receive it by the authority of the Word of God, that your life is changing. It has nothing to do with what stuff you've got. This is stuff coming to you, not to settle you where you are, but stuff to encourage you to continue to step into the new place God is taking you to preserve you from poverty. In Jesus' name. Rise with me. Heavenly Father, I ask, O God, for an outpouring of grace and favor upon our lives like never before. You said the wagons are coming. We'll open our eyes, the eyes of faith, to see the wagons. Even at this time, when there's so much confusion in the earth, there are people that have acquired so much wealth in a situation that is so bad. That's just in the natural. But Lord, oh God, you're speaking to us today in this household of faith that you will sovereignly manifest your glory in our lives. You have somebody working on our behalf from the inside. Lord, we receive the manifold blessings. We have somebody working on our behalf on the inside. We thank you that we have our Lord Jesus Christ, our high priest, our elder brother, who is our advocate, working on our behalf. And because of him, and by the authority bestowed upon him, for he has a name that's above every other name, this day we can enjoy the fullness of that which you have already ordained. We step, O God, to obey the command to be blessed. Hallelujah. The command, O God, to be one people under your lordship. We declare your praise in this place today. We say yes to you, God. We say yes to your word. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your plans. We say yes to your purposes. And Lord, oh God, because we say yes, we say no to everything that the devil has aspired or desired to accomplish. All of the plans of the enemy expose and bring to naught even this day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And all of God's people together in agreement in Jesus' name said yes. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated briefly. Before we leave tonight, sure, we're going to bring our offerings and our tithes and stuff like that unto the Lord and honor God with our givings. But if there's anyone here tonight, having heard the word of the Lord, God is tugging in your heart to recommit your life to God. If you have been walking with God in the past but have fallen off the wagon, so to speak, and you need to turn back to God, now I want to give you the opportunity to do so. And if you've not known him as your personal Lord and Savior, and you've heard the word of the Lord today, you've heard about the love of God for you, and you want to turn your life to the living God and say yes to God and say, God, I want to give you my life. Take charge of it. I'm making a mess of it, but I know you can do something good out of this life of mine. You want to turn your life to the living God and ask him to be Lord and Savior of your life. I'd like you to just raise your hand, because I'd like to pray with you before anything else tonight. I see that hand over there. I see that hand over there. I see that hand over there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now repeat with me these words. Lord Jesus, I come just the way I am, and I give you my life. Take it. Be my Lord and my Savior. Deliver me from every evil and give me a fresh start. I love you only because you have placed your love inside of me. I make no promises. I just cleave to your promise that you will help me. You say in your word, if any man be in Christ, that man becomes a new creation. Old things pass away, and all things become new. Lord, make me a new creation. Let the old pass away. Let everything become new. I say with my mouth this day, Jesus, be my Lord and my Savior. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Be restored in your walk with God, and may the grace of God sufficient enable you to live life to the full, so that he receives the glory and you'll be greatly benefited because you've made a decision to follow Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. And as we honor him, may God open the windows of heaven and pour out his blessings upon your life. Remember, a few minutes ago was the poorest you could ever be. From now on, wealth and riches are in your house. Praise God. Wagons are coming. The wagons are here to remind you of the greater things that are ahead of you. Come, let us honor God.